Hey guys, welcome back for our fourth episode of Ghoul Girls, a paranormal podcast. My name is Jessica and I am your co-host to this beautiful woman right here.
It's me, Britt, guys. I'm your host. How are you guys doing tonight?
I hope you guys are doing well. So we've had a good week preparing and we got all our research for you and we're just going to get into it. This is our fourth episode titled... Little drum roll.
Dun, 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 dun.
So this week it's going to be The Devil Rides Shotgun.
Ooh.
So, spooky. This week's episode is going to be about some of the most haunted highways in America. So what do we got for you this week? What about you, Britt? What do you got for us?
Well, before we get started, just wanted to let you guys know that if you guys take any kind of road trips or anything, once again, we're about to ruin it for you. I know it's summer. You guys have trips you're trying to take. Well, you need to reevaluate those trips and don't ever leave the car.
Don't leave your house. Don't pack.
Look, we're just here. We just made this podcast to ruin everyone's summer vacation about going places. We ruined the forest. We ruined local hotspots. And now we're going to ruin highways and roads and freeways and any other catastrophes that we could get. Sorry, my cat is just everywhere right now.
Aw.
Being a little punk.
I hear Delson running off into the distance.
Yeah, he was actually trying to join the podcast, guys. We actually have a mascot. Very annoying mascot, but I love him dearly.
Aw, that's cute.
Anyways, me and Jess actually come from a family who loves road trips. And one of our favorite things to do on road trips is listen to my mother tell horrifying tales of people getting murdered on road trips. Ain't that right?
She's not kidding. Like, I was, let's see, maybe 6 years old, and we went on a road trip. Where did we go? We went somewhere in Nevada. And not just my mom. Like, both my parents are dicks, and they wanted to scare us. They were, like, in cahoots with each other. So my stepdad would, like, tell us the story, and it's called, like, The Man with the Shovel.
Oh, the man with the shovel.
Oh, the man with the shovel. I'm 6 years old. Everyone's packed in the car. It's pitch black because, you know, they hated traffic so much. They waited till like balls late at night to take us out, you know, to drive the couple hours. And I just remember thinking, oh my God, I'm going to die. Because the story goes, like, there's this old man who wears a yellow, kind of like a yellow raincoat and... Apparently, my stepdad, like, he didn't even try fiction stories. He tried to make it sound like a true story. Like, he's like, I met this guy in a 7-Eleven.
Oh,
like,
yeah, the 7-Eleven part.
He's like, I met him at a 7-Eleven.
He was in 7-Eleven, just chilling.
Yeah, that's how our stories go.
And it's but accurate because anyway, our stepdad loves 7-Eleven hot dogs. So it was so believable.
Gross. Yeah, so I'm like, okay, Albert just went to a 7-Eleven and ran into this murderer. But, you know, to sum it up, the story is like, he ran into this guy at the 7-Eleven. He was really mad about something. Albert pissed him off because he does that. And he said ever since then, the guy died and, like, the ghost haunts him.
Yeah.
So we would go over, I don't know if you guys know this, but there's, like, this steel plate that they put in the road to, like, wake up drivers.
Yeah, yeah.
It's, like, this metal grid, I guess. I don't know. But when you're 6 years old, it sounds like the devil is... scraping your car.
Trying to, like, hitch a ride. Hey, hey, hey.
Yeah, so he would tell us that sound that you hear is him throwing his shovel under the wheel to get the car to stop.
Oh, God. And we believed it.
We believed it because we were out in the middle of the desert. And I don't know if you remember this, Britt, but it would happen at random. Like, at random times because it's sporadically placed out to wake up drivers.
They would drive over it on purpose. Like,
yes.
A bunch of dick parents. You guys are dicks. You listen to this
out
podcast,
of their way,
family.
Yeah,
it
ruined me. But yeah, so we would hear it every couple miles or every few minutes, and it would freak us out, and it would scare the shit out of me.
Oh my God!
But yeah, I just wanted to share that with you. That's how far our history goes with haunted highways.
My favorite: we're on a long road trip, and my parents decide to pull off into the most rickety, rundown towns. I'm talking Hills Have Eyes, kind of like four people live in the town. Broken down gas stations, and they decide they want to pull over to get gas here in the middle,
like,
of nowhere.
My mom's like, let's pull over, let's take pictures. It's like, no, mom, get in the car.
There are people, like, people legit would be like peeking out their windows. Like, it's just creepy vibes, creepy towns on the road, like, pulled off to the middle of nowhere. And this is why we do this, guys. to tell these stories of why you should not take road trips with family members who like to scare children.
Yeah. So with that beautiful introduction, we're going to share some pain with you.
Yes.
So so I'm just going to get into it. Yes. You ready, Britt?
Yes. Jess is actually going to be the first storyteller of the evening, guys. Enjoy it. I'm excited. I love hearing ghost stories about the road because I like to drive long distances and I like to think about, oh, which way am I going to get murdered on the road now?
Wow, that's your day to day.
My day to day. All right, Jesse, well, take it away. Take it away. You have the floor.
All right, thanks, guys. Sit back in your chair, pull up some wine, get ready to get freaked the fuck out. You ready?
I'm ready. Okay. Destroy me.
So I'm going to talk about what's considered one of the most haunted stretch of road in America. So this takes place in Chicago, Illinois. I don't know if any of you guys have heard it, but it's actually called Chicago's Archer Avenue. So Archer Avenue used to be an old Indian trail up until like the 1830s when they actually paved it into a road. Because before it was just a dirt path, but they're like, hey, it's used enough. Let's cement it.
Cement that bitch.
So this road is, you know, well over a couple years old. But there's so many things going on, not just on this road, but within the area, that they think that all of these occurrences and all of these, like, paranormal hotspots around it have made it into this huge magnitude of, like, terror. So a lot of things have been said about this road, including vanishing hitchhikers, murderers, black magic rituals, and even ghouls that appear to have, like, blood and gore just, like, rubbed on them. So they're thinking some kind of, like, demonic phenomena. But there's so much intense energy connected to the street because of all of those paranormal things that surround it, but also because of these huge bodies of water around it. So what's really discussed in, like, the paranormal community is that bodies of water actually amplify paranormal, like, shenanigans because the energy in the water and just the eeriness of it is supposed to be, like, this big magnifier. Well, regardless of all of that stuff, hands down, one of the creepiest things that happened there was this ghost that tries to hitchhike rides home. So in around the 1930s, there was this girl, and she went to a party, and they're saying that this young lady, you know, she was dancing the night away with this guy at, like, some weird ballroom kind of thing, because that's what they do in the 1930s, and she was tired, and she was just angry, and she was so, like, done with the night that the story goes that she walked home in, like, pitch black in the darkness off the side of the road, and they think that
she... that's a great idea.
Yeah, the 1930s, they weren't really smart, but... So, I mean, this girl, her name is Mary, she's walking down the side of the road, and they say that because she was so tired and she was so angry, she just was fuming and she wasn't paying attention, and they say that she was struck by a vehicle and she was killed.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, really sad. But what people have said and discussed about Mary is that when they drive down this road, they see this girl dressed in this white party dress, and they offer her a ride. And the tale goes that when you see her and you offer a ride, if she accepts it, she'll drive down with you, but only on Archer Avenue. And if you turn off to any other road or when the avenue stops, she disappears. And she also is said to disappear when the car reaches a certain point in the road. Usually it's up around the Resurrection Cemetery that's also placed off the road. So they're saying, like, there's this barrier that keeps her in. But yeah, she appears as this pretty, pale, blonde in a party dress. And they've seen her, like, around a lot. So a lot of the towns nearby have documented cases where people have reported seeing her. In 1976, a passerby was going by that cemetery that I was talking about, that she disappears at. And they said that they saw a girl and that she was locked in the cemetery. And the girl was asking people to, like, help her out. So they called the police, and when the police came, they looked through the cemetery, and they didn't find anyone. And they think that that was Mary. They think that she was in the cemetery asking for people to let her out. But what they did find at the cemetery is what's been reported, is that the rail fence that she was, like, yelling at, that she was trying to get out of, they said it was bent in different sharp angles and it was blackened, like it was burned. Wow. And so they think that, like, they don't know if it's a demon or if she was so upset that she turned into something or just the other things that are there keeping her in. They think that something demonic, like, burned the gate.
That's creepy.
Yeah, a little nuts, but it keeps going. So this avenue has a lot more crazy stuff going on. Like, I thought, okay, you know, women in white are popular stories. You hear about them all the time. Griffith Park even has its own woman in white.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like a general term for women who have been killed alongside roads or hit by cars and kind stuff like that. Kind of like
the equivalency of the woman in gray, the gray ladies, which are like shadowy women haunting like old buildings and stuff. I've heard about that phenomenon a lot.
Yeah, they're like these ghosts that show up with these types of events that happen and that they're reoccurring ghosts. So she's just another type of woman in white. Griffith Park has its own. It's said that when you go on like that haunted ride that they have there, or if you're just going through Griffith Park alone, that you'll see her. I forget what her name is, but it's also like the same kind of phenomenon. But if you didn't think that was freaky, there's also this other weird story about that avenue. So there's this place called Monk's Castle, which is Monk's Castle, but it's like that, what the community names it. It wasn't actually like a monastery or anything. But it was actually a church. It was St. James of the Sag Church. And a big rumor is that a bunch of teens went to the church or when it was closed down for a short period of time. And they're saying that they were like kidnapped and tortured by monks. I think this is more like an urban legend, but I thought it was funny, so I wanted to share it.
You thought it was funny.
Yeah, because they're saying, okay, what the legend says is that people see monks off the side of this road or in that area by the road. It's one of like those things that kind of fuels it with paranormal energy. And they're saying that the monks, if they catch you, they'll shave your head.
Oh, wow.
And they'll like keep you and then they'll let you go. Like they're ghost monks. But there have never been monks stationed at that church and there's never been a monastery by that church. So people don't know why they're seeing monks.
What?
I just thought that was so weird.
They're like... Yeah.
They're like, teenagers saying, we saw monks in the woods, or we saw monks by this highway, and everyone's like, there's never been monks there, but okay. But
maybe there's, like, a secret community of monks going around shaving all these, like, really naughty children's heads.
That, or if you think about it, it could be... I don't know what that saint's name is, where he wears something where he kind of looks like a monk, but he's not a monk. You know what I'm talking about?
Wait, what?
I think these kids aren't educated enough to know what monks look like. So I think it might have been some other period style, like, clergyman clothes or something, and they just are like, oh my god, monks. It's Indiana. No offense to people from Indiana, but come on. Anyway, so the teenagers also have this thing called the Monk Castle Challenge where they like challenge each other to run through like that cemetery that I was talking about to see if like a monk will catch them.
That's really creepy. But
it was really, I know, I wanted to share it. But there's this other thing that goes on in the area along Archer Avenue in this place called Bridgeport, which is a section of Chicago. So here, there's this place called Kaiser Hall. And for some of you who don't know what Kaiser Hall is, it's this really, or it once was this really popular ballroom that catered to, like, immigrants of the neighborhood and supposedly, like, the devil. And this is where it gets interesting. So Kaiser Hall used to be this big, big, fancy place that everyone would go to dance. And there's a legend goes that at the point of, like, the heyday and when everyone was coming in and dancing, there was this woman, and she was dancing with this really handsome guy. And he, like, swept her off her feet, and he was dancing with her for hours and hours and hours. And they say at Kaiser Hall, when this woman just happened to look down at her partner's feet, she saw hooves instead of shoes.
Oh, wow.
And she screamed. And once the guy was cornered and he, like, didn't know what to do, they say the guy jumped out of a second-story window. Everyone ran to look outside the window because they thought he was trying to escape. The guy landed perfectly flat with total ease on the ground and just walked away.
What?
Yeah, they say he got all the way into the cemetery, and that when he landed, they went to investigate, and it looked, instead of human footprints, they said it looked like cloves, like little wooden cloves. Yeah, so they're saying his hooves were, like, imprinted in the ground, and they, like, think that the actual devil himself came to dance with this woman and took off.
Oh, heck no.
Yeah, so what would you do, Bright, if you found out you were dancing with the devil?
Oh, excuse me.
Bless you.
You know what? Hopefully he's a good dancer.
Yeah.
He better be able to banda. You know, I want him to be able to, like, salsa. Like, I'm pretty sure the devil, if anything, is probably really seductive in his dancing. And you know what? Maybe the devil just wanted to go out and have a good time. And he's over here being persecuted. He just wants to enjoy the ballroom. Like... I didn't hear anything about him taking no souls that night. He just probably wanted to party a little bit. Lip, you know?
Oh, my God. he's just there to party.
You know, he's not hurting no one.
Oh, my God. Don't quote us.
Don't quote us on this.
Don't do it.
Hashtag devil in the ballroom.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, another... kind of tying into that whole devil thing, another thing that goes on is that there's this forest preserve along Archer Avenue called Red Gate Woods. Mm. And this place is kind of more popularly known for being a place where they would bury nuclear reactors when they're, like, done with them. So they would bury them deep down in the ground. This was during the time of the Manhattan Project. But from where they're buried, about half a mile away from that site, is where all of this crazy shit goes down. So they're saying that in these woods, a lot of satanic cults would come and perform, like, really dark rituals, and they would kind of, like, scare everyone off from that area. So their rituals would have, like, their own, like, sort of clearing. So people, like, wouldn't, like, stumble upon, you know, their culty activities. So they wanted to keep, like, a permanent base around. But what people say is that when hikers go through these woods, they see a bunch of, like, red symbols painted on the trees and different types of altars and stones set up along, like, logs. So, like, it's a pretty active place. Like, you could walk in there and you would just find shit laying around. But they're saying that because that forest preserve is so close to the cemetery, they think that demonic cults are gathering there more and more frequently because it's so, like, it's within such a reasonable distance. And even a lot of local radio shows to that area have tried to, like, send people into the woods on Halloween to kind of antagonize the Satan worshippers, because it's not really a secret that they're there. It's just something that's accepted, which I think is mind-blowing. Like, you just accept that you have Satanists in your forest? That's so crazy.
Yeah, the Satanists. That's Jimmy the Satanist.
Yeah.
He works at the local Target. It's cool.
We take our 9-to-5s at work, but our 10-to-3s in the woods, you know what I mean?
Oh my God.
Yeah, but it's actually common practice and advice that's been passed along to the community that if you ever go into the woods and you do stumble across, like, a demonic ceremony at the Red Gate Woods, it's either if you're pursued, you better run. And they say to run in zigzag patterns to avoid the pits that the cultists will dig near the trails in order to trap people who come by them.
Well, what if...
isn't that fucking nuts?
What if... you know how it's common knowledge that they dig pits in there?
Uh-huh.
What if they already know that you know that there's pits there, so then they put it in diagonal pits?
You know what? Then, Brett, I don't think you're escaping. If that's the case, then you better wish you can long jump or something to get out of that.
I thought you were going to say they were, like, going to be throwing, like, Harry Potter spells at them. That's why you run zigzag to avoid them, like, you avoid oncoming bullets, and then you hit me with the traps in the floor, and I'm like, well, that threw me off.
I know. Honestly, like, don't you have to run zigzags anyway because there's so many trees? Well, whatever. If you're approached by cultists or occultists in these woods, you run zigzags, kind of like you would run from bears, in a sense. Or
you could run towards them, pretending you're possessed by a demon, and I'm pretty sure they would be scared as fuck.
I think they would be into that.
Like, no,
isn't that kind of like their job, to be into people possessed?
I feel like you come across a cult, and they're having a satanic ritual. The only way to get out of it alive is to pretend like you're possessed.
I don't know. I'd be afraid of even more weird shit happening to me. Like, they're like, oh, you're possessed? Awesome. Let's, I don't know, fornicate in the woods, because that's what cultists do. I'd be like, hell no, I'm going to run in zigzags and I'm going to get my ass out of there.
I would probably just pretend to be possessed and be like, yo, give me all your money. I need it right now. Credit card information, social security. I am a demon and I require attention. Baby me.
You're so dumb.
I know. I'm sorry, guys. Anyways, that was really cool. Oh, you got any more for us?
I mean, I have one. I'll wrap up with this. You know how in the beginning I mentioned ghouls that had, like, guts and stuff all over them?
I love ghouls and I love guts.
Okay. Well, you're going to love this. Ooh. So there's a German burial ground in the Chicago suburbs that have, like, these two distinct specters attached to it. So they say during around, like, fall, late at night, people will see an elderly man wearing, like, a flannel-type shirt walking around the grounds of the cemetery. And it'll look like he's raking big piles of leaves. And they say he looks really friendly, and passerbys will even, like, slow down between 2 and 4 a.m. just to see what he's doing. Yeah, fucking weird, right?
Yeah.
So that's when... But that's not, like, the blood and gore guy. The blood and gore guy they actually see is at, I believe, the same cemetery. And it's this man that they see completely covered in blood, just leaping onto the roadway with a flashlight trying to get help. And people will stop and they'll report the man. But as soon as they stop, he runs back down to the embankment where the forest fence is and he'll vanish. And one driver even said that he's driven off the road because he saw, like, the blood-soaked ghost with the flashlight.
What? Oh, hell
no. Yeah. And when they go to help him, he runs back into the cemetery. So people think it's all, like, connected. I didn't know if they found or researched a case, and I couldn't find the cemetery, so I don't know. But I tried to see if I could connect, see if there was actually a guy, you know, reported with the flashlight, or if he had, like, an accident near that road or something. But so far, nothing's come up. So if you guys know about that, hit me up, because I'm curious.
I'm very... Hashtag look it up for us.
Yeah. But that's all I got for you guys. If you want to look it up on your own, it's the Archer Avenue Road in Chicago, Illinois. And, you know, that's only half of it. There's so much other shit that goes on there that I could make a whole episode about it.
Just that.
But, yeah, just that. But, you know, my favorite part of that was learning about that story with the girl dancing with the devil.
I know.
I thought that was pretty... I love pretty, that. That's pretty poetic.
She has my goals in life. I'm so salty.
I just think it's very weird. For hours you're dancing with this guy, and she must be a good dancer to not once look down at his feet. Because when I dance, I'm, like, staring at your feet, making sure I don't step on them. So she might have been a pro, because it would not have taken me that long to figure out.
Maybe he didn't have hooves at the time of the dancing, and then maybe they came later.
She's like, wow, what's that tap dancing noise she's coming like, from? Wow, you have you have some nice shoes. They have a real click in them.
Oh, man. What if it's like Cinderella and like the devil like leaves one of his like hooves instead of like his shoe? No. And she has to find it and then they fall in love.
Oh. That's dumb. I was thinking you're going to say it's Cinderella, like the devil gets to be a man for a night. But once it strikes like 3 a.m., his like hooves grow back. And then he's like, well, I'll see you guys later. And he jumps out the window.
Okay. Yeah, I guess that one sounds a lot better. That sounds a lot more plausible. Like 3 a.m. hits and he's like, oh, no, my wicked... real dad Jesus is gonna put me in the hell. I don't know. I'm just
girls cool. Paranormal podcast here where we discuss your devil theories,
the devil fandom. Oh, and if you guys have any good devil fan fiction, we just got an idea. Okay, for you.
I'm good. I wasn't gonna go that far, but I'm good. I'm done.
Oh man. Okay, that was a beautiful story. That one actually touched my heart.
Or your soul.
Or my soul, if I have one.
Okay. Fine. Well, what do you have for us to speak?
Okay, guys. Now it's my turn. Dun, dun, dun. Anyways, so I was looking up a lot of roads. I was looking up international roads, nearby roads, and the one that I really, really had like a fascination for was this road called Clinton Road in none other than New Jersey. I've never been to New Jersey, but I've looked at a lot of pictures of New Jersey, and I think it looks really beautiful. But here are some of the things that people have reported. Okay, so different sightings include witches, Satanists, KKK, serial killers. Like, it has the work. Even the local police chief, this is a quote from him that I really liked. It's a long, desolate stretch and makes the imagination go nuts. So some people think it's your imagination. People who've had experiences there beg to differ. So the first thing I wanted to talk about is called the Ghost Boy Bridge, which is a bridge over the Clinton Brook, or they call it the Dead Man's Curve, which is near like the reservoir that they have there. And the legend goes, this is what the legend is. So legend has it that there was a boy who like really enjoyed riding his bike with his dog. So he would take him and his dog, and it was a large Doberman, and they said that the dog's coat was like really, really black. It was like a black, big black Doberman. And he would ride his bike along the bridge. And so one day he had found a coin on the side of the road. So he stopped and he picked it up. It was near the end of the bridge, or the middle of the bridge towards the side. And there was a really large black truck that was driving down the road. And the truck driver actually fell asleep, and he'd been drinking, and so he drifted in and out of consciousness, and he ended up hitting the boy, causing him to fall over from his bike and into the water, where he had hit his head on the rocks. The driver actually panicked and drove away, leaving the boy to drown. The sad part is that the dog, who was really close to the boy, had actually dragged his body from the water. And when the police had arrived, the dog was super aggressive and wouldn't let them. The boy was already dead, but it wouldn't let the police officers go to the corpse. And they ended up shooting the dog and killing it.
No.
I know. Brit, I know.
Don't do this to me.
I know. It was so sad. So legend has it. This is the legend. Legend has it that if you put a coin, or you throw a coin into the stream, the boy supposedly will throw the coin back to you from the water and land on the bridge.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Another thing is that if you put it in the middle of the road on the yellow dividers that they have, if you put it on there, there's some kind of mist that will appear supposedly around midnight, and you could either be pushed from the bridge, or people have reported that they heard something splashing, someone falling into the water, which was pretty creepy. Another another strange ghost that they reported was a ghost Camaro. So it was driven by a girl who supposedly died in a car crash in 1988. And they said that you can see this ghost girl covered in blood with a Camaro wrecked on the side of the road, or you'll see her driving by, and then her car will all of a sudden disappear. Another ghost are these two park rangers that actually passed away back in 1939, and people reported seeing them, or actually having conversations with them about the park. And they turn around, they say the park rangers would point in a certain direction, and when they turn around, they'd be gone. So that was really cool. That one kind of freaked me out.
That's so intelligent. Ghosts are the scariest kind of ghosts.
Yeah. So
I think the ones that pretend to be alive still, those are freaky.
Yeah, those are the freaky ones. So the next topic would be the strange creatures. This one I thought was super cool because, as everyone knows, I love cryptozoology. I love Bigfoot and the Jersey Devil. All those are my favorite. So one of the things that people have reported is actually a hellhound. And this is what I thought was so awesome. So people believe that the large hellhound that they see is actually the boy's dog from the first story that I told you. So it's this, so many sightings of this large, big, giant black dog with red eyes. And they said that the dog has the ability to run faster than cars. So this dog will be running right beside your cars, and it'll chase the cars and ram the sides. And then in a blink of the eye, it'll be gone. Yeah. And, if you guys don't know what hellhounds are, they're assigned to guard the entrances to the underworld of the dead. like such like graveyards, burial grounds, or like they're kind of like undertakers for the afterlife. Most people believe that seeing a hellhound or hearing a howl may be an omen or even cause death. So that's one of the creepy things.
Ooh, don't they take you to hell too?
Yeah, something like that. Other strange creatures that people have reported have been monkeys.
What?
Yeah, people said they see a lot of monkeys in there. Back in 1976, there was this thing called the Jungle Habitat, which was an attraction that actually closed down. And sometimes they think that maybe like some of the animals escaped. So people report seeing like monkeys or like unidentifiable hybrids, which I thought was really kind of creepy. They think some of these like animals came out and crossbreed with each other. So it's kind of creepy. Imagine like driving down the street and you see like a monkey. You're like, wow, we're in New Jersey and I just saw a monkey.
You just saw a monkey in New Jersey?
Yeah.
Like a side road attraction or something?
Yeah. You know what? When I was talking right now, I heard like a deep breath. Did you hear it?
I thought that was...
It wasn't me. And I saw you take your headphones off and look, but it sounded like a... Right?
Yeah. Okay, so for people at home who don't know, we're actually Skyping each other. I can't see her, but she can see me. And she just saw me like react to the sound that she heard. But
that was really creepy.
Are you near a window or something?
Yeah, but there's no one outside. Anyways, that was a little creepy.
Okay, just keep rolling with it. Just keep going. Tell me about the monkeys.
Okay,
tell me about the monkeys.
Yeah. So people reported seeing monkeys. So that was another thing. There's actually a Druidic temple, which is this, it's like this giant building. It was actually an iron smelter built in 1826. So it's like this giant, it's known as the Clinton Furnace. So it's like this giant furnace in the middle of it. It's like made of bricks and stuff. But people often used it as like, druids would use it to practice like local rituals. And like, they say if you come across it, like horrible things will happen to you. If you look too closely or come at the wrong times when they're doing like a satanic ritual, like how Jessica had on hers. Same thing with mine, guys. Be careful. Don't come across them, you know, doing crazy stuff in the forest. Anyway, so the next one would be phantom vehicles. And people have reported like pickup trucks and even floating headlights that aren't attached to any vehicles. They say some people are even chased off the road by it. So you'll see these like these little or big headlights behind your car like honking and stuff, and you pull over and what passes you, there's nothing attached to those headlights. Which I thought was really, really crazy, because I do tailgate people. I don't tailgate, but if people are tailgating me, I kind of like slow it down. And like if I pull over to the side and there's like no vehicle attached to the car that's tailgating me, I would probably shit my pants, because that's really scary.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's really creepy. Another place that I wanted to talk about is actually off the road. So on this road, there's this place called Cross Castle. It was built in 1905 by a man named Richard Cross. It was actually burned down in the 20th century. Fell to ruin after a fire had destroyed like most of the part of it. And it's like a local destination for like hitchhikers and teens and stuff like that. What happens is that a bunch of like Satanists had actually like taken over it. So it's like riddled in like satanic symbols, and like the walls are covered in like markings, and it's just like a lot of people have reported having seizures. They go to this place, they come back, and they have bruising on them. They also say that they have like weird dreams and visions from like being in the middle of the road and being surrounded by like these people all covered in like black hoods.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, so they'll have these dreams of that, or they'll have dreams of like being on the road driving towards the castle and like never actually reaching it. Like, just a lot of crazy people. I was like reading different stories about it, which like I thought was freaking creepy as shit. They said that people have performed satanic rituals, witchcrafts, and others say that it's actually a ground for a cannibalistic albino family who harms those who trespasses. I've actually read a couple of I've read a couple of stories about this, like, albino family that goes around eating people, which I was just like, what the fuck? Like,
which is nuts, because in Africa, they eat albino people.
Wow.
So, tables turn.
Tables turn. Don't eat albino people, and albino people won't eat you. But a lot of people say that when they're driving down the road, they'll see, like, a white figure, an albino person, holding, like, freaking, like, knives and stuff like that. And I'm like, you know what? If I'm driving down the road and I see an albino person holding a knife, if I see any person holding the knife, I am not going to stop. I'm just going to keep driving, lock my doors. Like, oh, man.
You can be albino. You can be a 10-year-old kid. If you stand on the side of the road with a knife, I will not pull over.
Yeah. Yeah, you know
anyone.
You know what I'll man, probably
man, woman,
throw?
Child, I'm not stopping.
I will probably pull my wine bottle that I keep tucked under my seat and chuck it at you and be like, hey, play stupid games, you win stupid prizes, huh?
You're stupid.
Oh, man. No, I mean, it's just creepy to be driving down, like, roads and, like, especially these that are kind of, the place that I'm talking about is, it's kind of far off. I think the next place would be, like, 15 to 20 miles is the next town or whatever. And when you're on a road where there's no people around and something happens to you, you know, like, odds are, like, you're probably not going to get out of there alive, you know? Like, it's so scary. There's so many, like, disappearances, reports of people driving down freaking freeways, roads, streets, and just when there's no one around, you know, things happen. And I think that these two places have a lot of activity, have a lot of bad things that have happened, and a lot of people take advantage of that negative energy and kind of, like, use it to summon demons and shit, you know? Come on, man. What are you doing? Dancing with the devil and stuff. Ugh. Anyways. So, yeah. Back to my final thing that I thought was pretty cool about it. There's actually this person called the Iceman. I don't know if you've ever heard of him. So, the Iceman is...
You mean like Dr. Freeze?
Yes, yes, just like Dr. Freeze. On May 14th, 1983, a bicyclist was, like, traveling down the road, and he found, he found a human body. It was confirmed to be Daniel Deppner. He was in the woods as a turkey vulture was eating him. So a turkey vulture, and they're these big, giant-like beasts, was literally eating this guy's dead body. When they did the autopsy and they found ice crystals were actually found in the body. So, what? Yeah, so the body was actually frozen. So the body had been frozen to hide the, like, real date and cause of death. You know, after they investigated, it was discovered that Daniel was killed by Richard Kolslinski, otherwise known as the Iceman.
Aww. Okay, I'm going to correct myself. I said Dr. Freeze. It's actually Mr. Freeze. Yeah, so
I don't want to correct
you. Just for
you.
The record, I'm not a fake fan, okay?
She knows.
I just wanted to put that out there. I know it's Mr. I got confused. I was a little overwhelmed.
She knows Iron Man. I'm just kidding.
Shut up. You're stupid.
She knows Bird Boy.
You're dumb.
Anyways.
All right, you're finished.
he actually later admitted to killing... So he killed the guy and then freezed him. And then he actually said that he dumped hundreds of bodies in the woods. So
you gotta be kidding me.
Yeah.
Hundreds?
Yeah, he said about hundreds. So, like, this is, like, off the road is, like, a big forest. So he's saying that he dumped a lot of bodies there. Maybe, I don't think it's probably not 100. It's probably over-exaggerating, tooting his own horn. But, I mean, I do believe, like, or not even me, but a lot of people do report that it's actually a really good dumping ground. They found multiple bodies of different, like, people. A lot are women. You know, it's a big forest. A lot of people don't like going into it because it has such a bad connotation to it, between, like, giant hellhound dogs to boys throwing you in a river and satanic cultists and stuff like that. It's not hard to understand why people don't want to go venturing and they're looking for dead bodies. You know what I mean? Just kind of creepy. A lot of other things people report is they hear a lot of yelling and screaming in the woods off the road. So you'll be driving by with your windows down and then you hear a lot of yelling or something like that. There was other, I'll lean to other, like, I went and I started reading like people's accounts of actually going to the road and actually like their experiences. One that I found was these two friends that actually were driving down the road, and they went with their cousin and their two friends, and they saw like a floating green light, like chasing cars. So, you know, they're like investigating the forest, and they just see this like floating greenish light just chasing after the cars. And once the cars passed, it would disappear.
Ooh, you know what? I didn't mention it, but in my story, there was a glowing red light. It wasn't chasing cars or anything, but it was like going through the woods. So I just wanted to share that weird coincidence. But, oh, damn, chasing cars? It's crazy.
Yeah.
I would not want to see that in my rearview.
Oh, man, I probably would. You know me, I'm like a... I love that kind of stuff.
You're going to be playing Mario Kart with the green light, yeah, throw banana peels, so it goes off the map. Can't chase you anymore.
Another story that I heard or that I was reading about was this this guy who was driving with his best friend. He lived in Warwick, and his best friend lived in Clinton. And they never really saw anything until one day they were driving down the forest, and they saw this like weird hybrid creature. And they said it was like kind of hunched back, and it was like pulling in like some kind of like carcass into the forest. And like he said that they reported that. It's just like little stories that people find. I found that people were saying a lot of it is like cars tailgating other cars, and they pull over, and there was. Nothing. There was nothing there behind them. You know, those always like creep me out. Cause like, who's stopping at the stop sign behind me? No one. It's the devil running late for his ballroom dancing. I don't know. But yeah, that was my story. That was the Clinton Road, New Jersey.
That was really good.
Yeah.
That freaked me out a little bit. And I have to drive around at night, like, all the time because of my job. So I'm not really into this anymore. I scared myself.
You know what? I scare myself all the time. Like, this is, I'm telling you, my mom lives, like, 45 minutes away from me. So I'm constantly driving to see her. And I like to go after traffic dies. And, like, the way that you go is kind of through, like the Griffith Observatory kind of place and stuff like that. So it's, like, very... dark, and I love it, but at the same time it gets pretty spooky, you know, it gets pretty spooky. But that, guys, was our fourth episode, The Devil Rides Shotgun. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it. If you guys do, feel free to leave us a review on iTunes. We do appreciate it. Go ahead and follow our Instagram. We update regularly with like just crazy articles that we found, it's creepy pictures. If you guys get like creepy stuff, guys, be sure to follow
updates
it.
updates on episode releases, and like when we want to like talk about stuff we want to post or stories and stuff, you can also see that on our Instagram at Ghoul Girls here.
Yeah, guys, check it out. We really appreciate everything. Just a quick shout out, gotta give a special thank you to our editor and somewhat producer. he actually composed our opening song. Thank you, Max. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Max, for editing over my voice.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. But yeah, that's our fourth episode, guys. You guys keep it spooky, all right?
All right. Catch you guys next time.
Bye.